Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf lamed zayin. We're holding the Mishnah lamed vav omed beis on the bottom of the omed. As you recall, the previous Mishnah, we learned about the various mitzvahs which are incumbent on men and on women. Back on daf choftes, we spoke about the differences between mitzvah seishas man grama, mitzvah seishas loyas man grama. Then yesterday we continued on lamed vav omed aleph, listing a whole number of avoidus in the base of Migdash that only the men could do and not the women. So we're continuing further about differences between mitzvahs, and in particular mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz and mitzvahs she'ainet tluyos ba'aretz. Zok the Mishnah called mitzvah shehi tluya ba'aretz. Any mitzvah that is tluya ba'aretz, we'll see exactly what that means in the Gemara. That means it's tluya ba'aretz. There'll be a havamin and a maskana. We'll see shortly. Ain ani hagis ala ba'aretz. That type of mitzvah is only noig in Eretz Yisrael. However, if it's not tluyin baretz, then that applies throughout the world, everywhere. Chutz, except for two mitzvois, which are tluyos baretz, and yet they are noeg everywhere. What are those? Those are orla and kilayim. Everybody knows orla means the first 3 years of the growth of new fruit. Even in America, even in Australia, the halacha applies that you're not allowed to go and eat from those fruit. Are you allowed to go and plant those fruit? Of course, because if you're not allowed to go and plant new fruit, we would never have fruit, except for those few trees that might still be there from the times of Sheshet Yimei Bereishis. So you're allowed to go and plant new trees, however, you cannot eat from the fruit the first 3 years. The kelayim, of course, means to mix and make a hybrid of two different minim. Again, that applies not only in Eretz Yisrael, but also in Chutz La'aretz. Reb Leizer Oimer Af HaChodesh. The same thing applies to Chodesh. Now, Chodesh, we know what it means, that you're not allowed to eat from the new Tavua until the first day of Chol HaMoed in Beit HaMikdash. Thank you for reminding me. Don't be upset, but you're right.
But it's recorded, at least.
Yeah. It's recorded, yes. Thank you for reminding
me. People are waiting. They're wondering where the share is.
With bated breath. Sometimes they only come on after. Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin. We just started a moment ago the Mishnah Lamed Vov Amid Beis, where the Mishnah differentiates between mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz and mitzvahs she'ainet tluyos ba'aretz. And we said mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz are only in Eretz Yisrael, with two exceptions, and that's Orla and Kilayim, which apply everywhere. And Reb Lezer says at the top of Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, Af HaChodesh. Same thing applies to Chodesh. Chodesh again is the Tvua, that one new Tvua that just grew. One cannot eat from that Tvua after it is harvested until after either the Karban or Omer is brought on the first day Chol HaMoed in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash. And unfortunately, during those times when there is no Beis HaMikdash, hopefully that will soon be rectified, but in those times when there is no Beis HaMikdash, then you just have to wait L'Itzumai Shoyoyim that day, whether it's the first moment of the day or the last moment of the day. That's really a machloikis elsewhere. But the din of Chodesh also applies, says Reb Lezer. Now, when he says also applies, the Af HaChodesh, the question is, what is the Af referring to? Is he saying that not only are there the two exceptions of Orla and Kelayim, but there's a third exception, Orla, Kelayim, and Chodesh, that these three apply universally? Or is Reb Lezer going back on the beginning of the Mishnah? When it says the beginning of the Mishnah, Kol mitzvah shehi tluya ba'aretz, ein ani hagis ela ba'aretz, and not in Chutz La'aretz. So Reb Lezer say, and don't forget that includes Chodesh. Why would I have thought it doesn't include Chodesh? Mitzvah, we'll see in the Gemara shortly what Reb Lezer is saying. Is he agreeing to the adding to the Arla of the Kelayim, or is he adding to the initial part of the Mishnah? Yes, sir.
So the beginning of the Mishnah says, Kol mitzvah shehi tluya ba'aretz, ein ani hagis ela ba'aretz. So isn't that obvious? Meaning like, every mitzvah that is incumbent upon Eretz Yisrael only happens in Israel. Like, isn't that a little redundant?
It's a setup for the Sefer. It's a setup. It's a rhetorical setup.
It could be that it's Tzuliyah Ba'aretz, but it still applies
Baylor, read it as a setup,
That's number one. Ariel is another pshat, and that is the word, the first time the word Oretz appears in the Mishnah, it doesn't refer to Eretz Yisrael. Kliya b'Oretz means things that have to do with
land.
Agriculture. And therefore it's saying agricultural-based rules only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Anything which is not agricultural, then applies everywhere.
Okay.
Is it good? But the reason why I didn't go into that level of detail, because the Gemara is going to go into it, but before we start the Gemara, Rabbi has a question.
No, I don't understand. Orlo is Zayin Bechus Loretz.
Correct.
When it belongs, when the land belongs to a Jew, I understand.
Absolutely, only when it belongs to a Jew. A Goy is allowed to. Whether a Jew is allowed to eat from Orla that grew in a Goyish field, I don't know. It's a good question. It could very well be that the Isser is not on the farmer, but it's Isser on the consumer, on the person who's eating it. So it could be that even though you have a Goyish farmer in Iowa that went and grew Tua, could be, not Tua, but trees, it could be that you're not allowed to eat from it for the first 3 years. However, if you don't know, you don't have to ask any questions. In other words, when you go to a farmer and say, oh, by the way, the fruit's over here, are they brand new fruit, or are these already 10 years old, or not that the fruit are old, but the trees are old? So you don't have to ask that, because the derech klal, most fruit is not orla fruit, right? It's probably only a small percentage. So if you know that it's orla fruit, I believe it's osur, even if it belongs to a guy.
So a Jew is not allowed to sell, if a Jewish farmer is not allowed to sell his products to anybody in the first 3 years.
That's right. It's a, there's an Isra Nas. It's only Isra Chila, Orla, as a din of Isra Nas. So you cannot have any profit from it. You just have to let the thing rot on the trees or on the floor.
That's a Ravai, the fourth year.
That's a Ravai.
You have to normally bring it up to
Christ is a good question. I don't think if Sven Kutzler is din of bring to Yerushalayim, but I don't know.
There's a lot of background noise from the Zoom.
Okay, Rabbi, any other questions? Good. If you'd be so kind, oh, you're already on mute. Thank you very much. So back to the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. We start off the Mishnah, Tluya Baretz ve'ena Tluya Eretz. Frey Timur, my Tluya ve'ena Tluya Eretz. What is the definition of those words? Ilei metluya techsiv bo bia, she'ena Tluya delechsiv bo bia. What does the Gemara mean? We're going to have a lot of discussion throughout this daf about the times that the Torah uses the expression bia, meaning coming into Eretz Yisrael. You have in the pasuk ki savoyu el haaretz, voya ki eviacha. And we're going to see on the Amud Beis, there's a special din by chala, there it says, voya bevoyachem. So all of these are referring to a person coming into Eretz Yisrael. So now the question is, when the Mishnah uses the term tluya, that it's tluya baaretz, does he mean that the Torah precedes the introduction of the Mishnah, not of the Mishnah, of the mitzvah by saying "Vahaya kiviyacha" or "Kisavoyu al art"? So, my tluya, my she'ena tluya. Ilei mitluya dechsiv babia, she'ena tluya dloyim dechsiv babia. That look in the Torah. Does it say in the pasuk "Vahaya kiviyacha" or does it say "Vahaya kisavoyu"? If that's the case, vari tefillin u'betach amar dechsiv behen bia. When you come to the mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of petach amar, they both appear in the kaddish li called bechor that many people say when they put on the tefillin every single morning. And kaddish li is one of the parashas in the tefillin. So in that parasha it says vayiki biyachah Hashem, and it's talking about the mitzvah of tefillin. It's talking about the mitzvah of petach amar. So it says bia, and the hagin bein ba'aretz bein mechutz laretz. Everybody knows you got to wear tefillin throughout the world. How do you know that you have to wear tefillin throughout the world? Because I see everybody wearing tefillin here in America. It's not only in Eretz Yisrael. It's an interesting Rashi. Rashi says, how do I know that tefillin is noyig everywhere? Because we witnessed all the people that put on tefillin in Chutz La'aretz. So you look at Rashi, six lines at the top, and Hagen bein ba'aretz bein Chutz La'aretz. Tefillin ashkechon bekam educhtin berabonin amayroi. We find by the Amiroim who lived in Babel, the Tanoim lived in Eretz Yisrael. Amiroim lived in Babel, and we see the Manchi Tfilin put on Tfilin. Why are they putting on Tfilin? Must be that there's a mitzvah, go and put on Tfilin. Tois is not happy with that, because Tois says, maybe they're only putting it on Midrabana, maybe in a Torah there is no din. And then Nebuch, when the Eden were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Chorm Beis Midrash, made the institute a special Dirabana, is on the Shvigas and the Inyan Tfilin. Anyway, see, I am a Tois. But getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara in the beginning assumes that the word Tluya means that the Torah introduces the mitzvah by saying V'hoya kisavayu or V'hoya kivyacha. But if that's the case, it doesn't make sense, because I find Petach Amor and Tefillin and other mitzvahs where it says these magic words of Bia, and yet it's noig everywhere. Amr of Yehuda hachik amar kol mitzvah shi choyves haguf neheges bein baretz bein chutz laretz choyves karka ein neheges ele baretz. So the Gemara is reversing the terms in terms of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah begins kol mitzvah shi tluye baretz. That's what the Gemara calls choyves karka. Choyves karka means that it's agricultural based. It has to do with the physical soil, the land. That's only noy again Eretz Yisrael. But anything which is choyves haguf, not the chefza, but the gavra, that a Jew is mechuyev to do the mitzvah, nothing to do with agriculture, so then you're mechuyev everywhere. No difference Eretz Yisrael, no difference America, no difference Australia. Throughout the world, all of these mitzvahs are nice. Frey Tamar Menadi, really. How taka do I know? How do I know this distinction between the mitzvahs that are only noyegeya and Eretz Yisrael, noyegeya and Eretz Yisrael, and those outside of Eretz Yisrael? So if you wanted to turn about, we have a shet in the brayse, shet in posik. Eila chukim, if you have the Torah or Hashalem, eila hachukim v'hamishpatim asher tishmeru lasois ba'oretz asher noson Hashem alikei avisech l'cha l'rishta kol hayom asher temchayim alu adam. So we start off chukim and mishpatim asher tishmeru lasois ba'oretz, and then the pasuk ends off asher temchayim alu adam. And the more interprets, although normally when we talk about a choik and we distinguish between a choik and a mishpat, the choik is a mitzvah without any tam, loy tam. Mishpat is usually something which has to do with masur matan, business and the relationships between odom lachaveroi. Here, however, the Gemara darshans it a little bit differently. Eila chukim means eilu hamidrashis. Midrashis means those mitzvahs which do not, are not set forth explicitly in the Torah, but which we learn based on Drosh's Chazal. V'amishpatim elu hadinim. These are the dinim which are set forth in the Torah, clearly. And the Pasuk says, Asher tishmarun, that you should watch them. How do you watch them? Zu Mishnah. That you learn them in the Mishnayis, and you learn all the details about these mitzvahs. And then it says, Asher tishmarun lasos. Zu maisa. Then now you have to perform the mitzvahs. And then the key word after that, lasis ba'aret. Oh, Eretz Yisrael, referring to Eretz Yisrael. So Timur Yochel kol mitzvahs kula le'yinahagin el ba'aret. From the first part of the pasuk, it sounds like the chukim mishpatish tishon ba'aret asher nosan Hashem lekei yavasecha lechol rishta. We're not just talking about planet Earth. We're talking about the aretz asher nosan Hashem that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave lerishta for Yerusha. Which Oretz did Hashem give to you and the Avisach and the Rishta? That's Eretz Yisrael. So I would think that the mitzvahs are only Noyegin Eretz Yisrael. Tam Eloyme, that's why the Pasuk concludes, Kol Hayom Masher Atem Chayim Alu Adoma. Al Adoma means planet Earth, not just the Oretz Eretz Yisrael. Adoma means everywhere.
So hypothetical, let's say, you know, science advances to the point that we could inhabit other planets. So based on this, we would not be chayev on other planets.
What time would you plan to go?
Shemayim Lashem Laharetz. That's not the name. Only the Aretz is given to me. You don't have to worry about Shemayim.
But how do you know Aretz refers to just one sole planet?
I'm sorry, when I said Adam, I said planet Earth to be a little bit dramatic. But Adam, I think, means anywhere that you could put your feet down throughout the universe, throughout the solar system. So that would include the other eight planets. And if in future years they discover a 10th or 11th planet, that's fine too. That would also be...
You couldn't put your feet down there because it wouldn't be... You wouldn't survive unless you had...
I'm saying, I preface that if science advances...
I think this is not beyond the scope of the Daf HaYomi.
Nothing is beyond the scope of the Daf HaYomi.
All right.
Did they wear tefillin in the Midbar?
It's a good question.
It's a very good question, because it's just coming to the land, so you figure maybe that's the start of it,
or a different one. It's a good point. However, the Gemara on the Omid Beis is going to tell us that the reason why it says by tefillin and by Peter Chamor is because the Torah wants to give it in that schar, we will, in Yetz Hashem, enter into Eretz Yisrael. Performance of those mitzvahs will give us the reward that will go into Eretz Yisrael. So based on that, yes, they did.
Right, but why wouldn't? What would be the exemption?
When you arrive.
But we said that is...
But that was the question that was posed. Yeah. Does that mean that it only... It's not a choy v'sakuf. It applies throughout the world.
But did it begin?
The beginning
prior
moment.
Prior to entry into Eretz Yisrael.
Right. But the Gemara says in the Omid Beis, when we get to it in Mechim at the end, Bia dekosa rachmana gabi tefillin u betech hamor lomali, ha-miboyulei b'shvil mitzuzu, tikonis la'aretz. In the schus of this mitzvah, you go into Eretz Yisrael. So yes, they did have tefillin, and they had betech hamor in the midbar. Getting back to our Gemara. So now the Gemara asks that we seem to have a little bit of tension in this pasuk. What is the tension? The first part of the pasuk says, it's noheg ba'aretz. Second part of the pasuk says, it's noheg al ha'adama. Freit Gemara. Kol hayomim, in other words, if it's only from the second part, kol hayomim asher atem chayim al ha'adama, kol hayomim yochel yuhunei hagen be'aretz be'mechutz la'aretz. That sounds like that all mitzvahs apply kol hayomim anywhere and everywhere that you live, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz. Tam Elohim Ba'aretz, but we just quoted the pasuk before that said Ba'aretz. Ach shri b'kosef u'miyit. So therefore I have, if you will, a stira. We have the second part of the pasuk, which is Alo Adama, which is kolel everything. It's a riboy, the whole world. And according to Ariel, perhaps every single planet in the solar system. Umiyat, and after the fact that the Torah said no, only Baretz is a chastira. Tzayulamad mimashe omer beinyan. Let's look at the next pasuk, the pasuk right after the pasuk. If you have the Torah or a Shalom, he quotes both psukim. First pasuk ends kalayam asher temchayim alu adoma, and the next pasuk says abeite abden es kolamakoyim es asher avdu shama goyim. You have to go and destroy all of the bamois and the asheres and all of the avodah zarah that the goyim put together. Ah, so since it says that right after Asher Atam Chayim Alu Adam, and the Isser of avodah zarah applies throughout the world, says the Gemara, Mimashe Omer Be'inyan Abit Amit Kom Kamil Asher Avodah Shem HaGoyim, Ma'avodah Zarachov Miyuched Ashichoy V'Sagov. Obviously, the din of avodah zarah applies throughout the world. There's no din, you just can't do avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael, but you can do avodah zarah elsewhere. So now I have our answer to our question. We wanted to know, the first half of the pasuk sounds like the mitzvahs are only ba'aretz. Second part of the pasuk says, kol hayomim alu adama. How do we distinguish? Those things which are agricultural based, those are all in Eretz Yisrael. Those are chovis aguf, having nothing to do with the agriculture. Arnoi bein ba'aretz, bein be'chutz la'aretz. But we said in the Mishnah, chutz v'na orlo... Yes, sorry?
It doesn't stem with the Mishnah.
Why not?
Because in the Mishnah it says that there are certain exceptions where agriculture...
And which is?
Orla and
Kilayim. Perfect.
And Rebbe Lazer even might lump in... yes.
So now the question is, of course, where does this come from, this Orla and Kilayim? If right, they're good. So if you look at the top Rashi says... that afal pisha tluyas baretz, even though orl and kelayim are agricultural based, just like Ariel pointed out so correctly, nevertheless they hang afal chutz la'aretz. Orl is halacha l'moishim misinai, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. Vakelayim mi divrei seifrim. Divrei seifrim means that you don't have halacha l'moishim misinai, but it's also derived from psukim that the chachamim came up with. Interestingly enough, that's what Rashi says, but we, in our Gemara, about 10 lines, the Gemara is going to say Hilchasa Gemirila, that both Orla and Kilayim are based on Aloha Moshe Misinai. This Rashi at the top seems to be a little bit at odds with the Gemara, unless he feels that that's also somehow Nichla. Except, why would Rashi differentiate between Orla is Kalocha and Kilayim is Dibri Sofim? Okay, we're going to get to it in Mir Shem shortly.
That's why we have Orla, Sveiko, and Chutzlorets, Vahakel.
Sure, very good. He can think good. Beautiful. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Iboilu. We have Rebbe Lezer in the Mishnah. He says, "Af hechodesh." Is Rebbe Lezer the kula palig or the chumra palig? Is he trying to add a kula or trying to add a chumra? Now, chumra would mean that chodesh applies throughout the world, just like orl and kelayim, and kula means no, only in Eretz Yisrael. And the more it develops, what are the two tzedodim of the shayla? The chumra palig, v'chikam etanekama. chutz min oil min akilayim the hilchas agmirla, like we just quoted. Halacha Moshe v'Sinai, then you have Orla and Kelayim, that it applies not only in Eretz Yisrael, but even in Chutzlitz. Thank you for joining us, Ariel.
Thank you.
Afal Gav, the Ikal Meimer, even though I could have thought that Chavis HaKarki, that obviously it is agricultural based, Aval Chodesh Baretz in B'chutz La'aretz Lai. However, Chodesh is taka different than the other two Orla and Kelayim. Why is it different? My timer. Because Moshe li'ach Yerusha v'yeshiva mashma. As we'll see in Mir Shem and the Gemara, the Pasuk that deals with the inyan of Chodosh uses the term b'chol Moshe v'yisechem. Where does it use b'chol Moshe v'yisechem? So Rashi only quotes part of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, v'lechem v'koli v'charmel lo'yisoich lo ad etzem hayoyim hazeh ad ha'v'yachem es korban l'kechem chukas oylum l'dorei seichem b'chol moish v'yiseichem lechem koli v'cham l'yiseichu at etzem yoyim hazeh until the day of the bringing of the korban oymer at the yachem is korban l'geichem then b'chol moish v'yiseichem. So it says in the word moishev my time moishev li'achar yerusha v'yeshiva mashma. When it says the word moishev, the way our Gemara is interpreting it at the moment means after Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, and they yarshined it, and they settled it. Which is what we refer to the 14 years of Kibush v'chiluk. Aha! As we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, the word Moshe v'yiseichem finds itself in the Torah in numerous mitzvahs. This mitzvah that we just talked about, mitzvah Chodesh, b'chol Moshe v'yiseichem, we even have by Shabbos Kodesh. The Gemara brings a pasuk b'chol Moshe v'yiseichem. U'sevaru eish b'chol Moshe v'yiseichem b'yom haShabbos. And Tosis brings yet another pasuk. It says in the pasuk Shabbos Yil Hashem b'chol Moshe v'yiseichem. So the word Moshe v'yiseichem we have numerous times in the Torah. In our Gemara, the Gemara is going to have a machloikis. What does the word Moshe v'yiseichem denote or connote? Does it mean b'chol Moshe v'yiseichem means everywhere, wherever Yidden live throughout the world? Whether they live in Eretz Yisrael or they live in Chutz La'aretz, b'chol Moshe v'yiseichem, wherever you are. Or, according to this man, the Amma, b'chol Moshe v'yiseichem means that it's only in Eretz Yisrael, but it only starts post Yerusha v'yeshiva. B'chol Moshe v'yiseichem means all the places that you have now settled in Eretz Yisrael. Whether it's in the Galil, whether it's in the Negev, whether it's in Yehuda, Shomron, it makes no difference. B'chol Moshe v'yiseichem, everywhere, only in Eretz Yisrael. But it uses the term B'chol Moshe v'yiseichem to tell you that the mitzvah does not start as soon as you enter Eretz Yisrael, but only after the 14 years of Kibush v'chilek, of Yerusha v'yeshiva. So Zokti Gemara Yetz, the first Mandiyomer Namisha, the Tanakama, says that Orla v'kilayim is taka mitzvah, because of Halacha L'Moshe v'Sinai, it applies in Chutz La'aretz as well. However, says the Gemara, the mitzvah of Chodosh, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. It says in the pasuk b'chol Moshe v'yiseichem, which sounds like even in America, even in Australia. No, the word Moshe v'yiseichem means la'ach Yerusha b'shiva mashma, that you don't have the mitzvah as soon as you get into Eretz Yisrael. You gotta wait for the 14 years. That's how we could learn until now, and therefore the only exceptions to the rule are all the b'kelai. V'yosar b'leizel ha'meimer, af chodesh noy bein b'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. No, I disagree. Chodesh is number 3. It's also universal. Why my time? Because there's Moshe. The b'chol Moshe v'yiseichem, b'chol mokim she'atem yoishvin. Wherever you live, whether you live in America, you live in London, you live in Africa, everywhere the same halacha of chodosh applies. Because there's b'chol Moshe v'yiseichem. Then Rebbe Lezer, of course, would be l'chumra. He's adding on and saying that the din of chutz la'aretz applies not only to Orla and to Kelayim, but also chodosh. Oydim alakula palik. Maybe argue the Tanakama Lakula, Vachikama. Now when we say Polig means on the exceptions to the rule, because he agrees Vachikama Tanakama. Tanakama says Chutzman or Lakilayim Dilkosimirla, like we said before. Now it doesn't say in the Mishnah, but Vekoshkain, and certainly Chodesh is Noig everywhere in Chutz La'aretz as well. Why? The Moishiv. It's in the Pasuk Chol Moshe v'yiseichem. Kol mokem she'atem yoishvim mashma. Wherever you live, now, of course, this is much more than Halacha L'Moshe v'Sinai. This is the term B'chol Moshe v'yiseichem. And therefore, though it doesn't say it in the Mishnah, you have to put it in parentheses. chutz min orlo v'kelayim, in parentheses, and also chodesh, kol shkei, moifisech. The Aser Blesen Lameima, no, I disagree. I agree to the orlo and the kelayim, but chodesh in noyig ele ba'aretz. Why? Because when it says b'chol moifisechem, it doesn't mean everywhere. It means the beginning timeline. The Achi Yerushim Yeshiva Mashma, the Dinin of Chodesh, did not start for the first 14 years, only after the 14 years of Kibbish V'chedek. Umay Af, why does Reb Lezer say the word Af HaChodesh? Akamaisa. He's not going back on the Orla V'Kilayim. I mean, simply when you learn the Mishnah, it sounds Chutzman Orla V'Kilayim. Reb Lezer said, and don't forget, this is number 3, Af HaChodesh. That's the first pshat. But the second pshat in the Gemara is, no, the Tanakhama is already saying Chutzman Orla V'Kilayim, and parenthetically also Chodesh. And Reb Lezer says, no, don't include Chodesh in your exceptions. Af HaChodesh is in the general rule. The mitzvah Kli Baretz. I'm sorry? Only in Eretz Yisrael. Exactly right. Af HaChodesh only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutzman. So we have Machlokes. Do you say L'chomer not Machlokes? We have a Shaila or the Reb Lezer, the Kula or the Chomer.
The second shot is with a stretch.
Yeah.
Why? Why more daik? The second shot. It's not mashva pashup shot.
Because there's no. Of course, chadash that the af is objecting to, and you have to have the clause in the chutzma orla b'chaim b'chadash in order for Reb Lezer to
any words in order to make it work.
Right. Any words in order to make it work. It doesn't shtim. Oh, you see that? Everybody loves that term. If Ariel would be here, he'd be so happy. Anyway, so bottom line is, we have the Shaila. Let's try to be poishet the Shaila. Yom Rabbaya. Man Tana de Palik Aleidra Blesser. Who's the Tana Kama of our Mishnah? As you know, the Mishnah doesn't identify any man Yom. Says Abaya, I'll tell you what it is. It's Rabbi Yishmoyle. The Sanya. We learned in a Braisa. Lamedcha shekol mokim shenever boy Moishe. Where it says the word Moish v'yseichem. Now we're going to see in the Gemara another few lines. Rabbi Shmuel is not talking about Chodesh or Orla or Kelayim or any of these halachas. In fact, he's not even talking about an agricultural based halacha. He's talking about the halacha of Nisachim. Nisachim means those additional things that you bring together with most karbonos. That includes flour, Shloish Esran Laporish, Nisran La'ayil, Visarn Echa Lakeves, and then when you're talking about the wine that you do, the Nisach Hayayin on the Mizbeach, you have Chatzia Hin Yeh Laporish, Lisha Sehin La'ayil, or Rabbi Sehin Lakeves Yoyin. And then, of course, you have the Nische Mayim when it comes on Sukkis. But what our Gemara is talking about is, as we'll see on the bottom of the Yomit and more into the Yomit Beis, that there is a Machloikis whether or not a person who's bringing a korban on a bamas yochid during the times of the heter habamais, when there were no bate migdash and there was no mishkan, there were isolated times during Jewish life when you were allowed to have a bamas yochid, whether you brought nesachim on a bamas yochid, yes or no. Good, and the Gabi Hilchis Nesachim there also uses the term moish v'sechem. Rashi quotes it in the last Rashi before the middle wide lines, where it says in the pasuk, "Kisavoyu el eretz moish v'seichem, asher ani noisem lachem, v'asisem ishel Hashem, zevach, etc." And then you have to go and bring nesachim. Anyway, we'll talk about this more in a moment. But the point is that there in the parsha of nesachim, the Torah uses the expression "eretz moish v'seichem." Ah, Zokter Yishmoel, the Sanya. Lamedcha, again, Abaye says the Tana that honored Reb Lezer Bishmoli, the sign that says in the price of Lamedcha, to come and teach you, Shekol Mokim, Shenebra Boi Moishav, Einoi Ela Li'acha Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Wherever you see the word Moish V'Seichem, it does not mean to go and include places outside of Eretz Yisrael, or even places outside of the Beis HaMikdash, or wherever the Mishkan is at that time. But rather, what it comes to tell you is, the Hilchos Nesachim only began after the 14 years when Klal Yisrael settled in Eretz. So, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Omer Rabbi Kiva says, Hari Shabbos Nema Boi Moish Shavois. Shabbos, it says, B'chol Moish V'Seichem. We quoted two psukim before. Shabbos Yil Hashem B'chol Moish V'Seichem, etc. No, but the Heges V'Varz B'Chutzlat. I hope you agree, Rabbi Shmuel, that the din of Shabbos applies to Chutzlat still. Malaysi told him, Shabbos, I don't need a pasuk for. Shabbos is a kal v'choymer. What's the kal v'choymer? Mi kal v'choymer asya. The Bach adds the men. Shabbos mi kal v'choymer asya. But my mitzvah is kalois. No, you have it. Being bar, it's being chutz for it. Mitzvah, like mitzvah kala, compared to Shabbos, it's noyik throughout the world. Shabbos chamir lekotzki. Shabbos is so chomor. If chas v'shalom person is oyv Shabbos, be an isra, he gets an onish of skill if there's asra, and if not, there's a din of kares. This is a big, big time. This is a double chomor mi'oyt. So if that's the case, lekotzim lechamvad, it's noyik bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. So I don't need b'chol moish v'seichem to go and tell us throughout the whole world. So why does it say b'chol moish v'seichem b'shabbos? The Gemara is going to tell us on the omid base. Anyway, what's the point of all of this? Says the Gemara, omer habayim mantana depaligalei de Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shmuel. Since he says at the Tana at the beginning of the Mishnah, who's unidentified, that's Rebbe Shmuel. And what does he say? What does Rebbe Shmuel hold? That we know in the Brisa. Rebbe Shmuel says wherever it says the word moish v'seichem, it does not mean throughout the world. It only means in Eretz Yisrael, li'acher Yerusha v'yeshiva. Aha. Okay, so applying that to our mitzvah of Chodosh, there it also says b'chol moish v'seichem. Where does that apply? According to Rebbe Shmuel, that would apply in Eretz Yisrael. Ah, it says b'chol moish v'seichem, which has a sense of everywhere and anywhere. No. B'chol moish v'seichem means li'acha Yerusha v'yeshiva mashma. Oh, that's Rabbi Shmuel. And therefore, that's what he's saying in our Mishnah. That in the Mishnah, it only applies, the only exceptions to the rule are Orla v'kelayim, that are noeg universally throughout the universe. I shouldn't have said planet Earth, I should have said universe. Maybe you would have been happier then, Ariel.
Well, no, you could, according to history, you could be in another galaxy.
Mars. Yeah, does the universe include other galaxies?
Yeah, sure.
Ah, is that good?
The universe is the whole Geshef.
Exactly, the whole solar system. Right. Everything that could both
be created. We're in the Milky Way galaxy, but
ah, okay.
Plenty of galaxies.
Thank you. Would you like to eat flay shakes in the Milky Way galaxy?
After 6 hours.
Okay, very good. Anyway, so chutzman orva kalayim in the top of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is not referring to Chodesh because Chodesh is only noyig in Eretz Yisrael. It says in the pasuk, "Velechem vekoli vechamelik soichlo etzem ayoyim mezeh adav yachem skrom lekechem chukas oim lechol toyseichem bechol moish voyseichem." Sounds like everywhere, even in Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutzlaret. No, Rabbi Shmuel says when it says the word Moishev, it means Eretz Yisrael. And it means after 14 years of Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Ah, since Abaye has interpreted the Tanakhama and identified him as the same as Rabbi Shmuel, then Rabbi Shmuel holds that, even though it says the word Moish v'Seichem, it's only a timeline, it doesn't mean everywhere. Ah, so then by Orla, by Chodesh, the same thing applies. Thank you. That Chodesh is only Osir in Eretz Yisrael, not the first 14 years, after 14 years, but it's Mutter in Chutzlar. So what does Rebbe Lezer say? Rebbe Lezer now comes to be Machmer, and he's Polig Lechumah.
Oh, he's Polig Lechumah. So the Tanakhama is Lekula.
Right, that's Rebbe Shmuel.
And
when it says Af, he's going back on Orla and Kilayim. Look at the Gemara. Mida Omer Abaya, Man Tanat Polig Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shmuel. Shema Mida Rebbe Lezer Lechumah Polig, then he's adding the word Af to the list of the exceptions. Tanakhama says only Orla and Kilayim. Stop. It says Chodesh B'chol Moish V'Seichem, that just means in Eretz Yisrael after 14 years. But it doesn't mean Chutz La'aretz. Rebbe Lezer, oh no, I disagree. Chodesh is also included. Why? B'chol Moish V'Seichem means wherever you live throughout the world. Shema Mino Zarai, the Taker Blez is L'chumra, and the Af works out well. Then the Yitzavrin was the Af. It's not going in the first part of the Mishnah, it's going on Ardan Kalayim, which is the Parshim Shat.
So what happened during the 14 years?
About
outside
what?
Outside it was in town, and in the 14 years we had to wait till the conquering.
And so the first 14 years, you did not have a problem with Chodosh. Any tefuah that grew, you were able to eat immediately on the same day that you harvested. You didn't have to wait for Pesach, Karban Oim, or anything else. Immediately could eat it. But once 14 years passed, then you had to wait.
It's a bit more focus whether we hold that in Chutzlaretz. I know.
Whether Chodosh is not in Chutzlaretz. Yeah. That's the machlokes in our Mishnah.
Yeah, but it doesn't put the Ayin Mishpat doesn't give a...
It doesn't want to get involved in machlokes.
But in Chicago, Rav Salvation brought Yashan to the Hall of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
What's the
reason? The bakery, he had Tel Aviv Bakery.
On Devon Avenue.
He made that mature. It was only Yashan, so that anybody who wanted to...
You know, where it's contested. You know,
it was nervous about Fadosh, to own a kid shop there.
He only was Machmed on Yashan.
A famous story by a wedding with one time, two Eloch HaChassidim were Aiden, and an arm was there. Yes, are you careful with Chadish Nashan? No. Out. More than two kippas ruga, talmidim, Nashan, and he accepted them. That's more important to him, that mitzvah, that chiyah of Yashan,
than other externalities.
Interesting that you say that, because in Shulchan Aruch it's taki kipaskin that Chadish is noig everywhere. Even a chutzlatz. I believe it's a taz that says it's a pella that many, many very, very erlicha communities throughout Europe, they were not makbid on chodesh. So I remember Moishi, our cousin, Moishi Schreiber, told me the name of Rav Paler, Zuchan of Racha. Rav Paler was a Brisk Talmud. And in Brisk, they were not makbid. I'm surprised you're saying better Rav Soloveitchik. But in Brisk, they were not makbid on chodesh. And Moishi asked Rav Paler, Zuchan of Racha, why is he not makbid? He said, because all those people that are makbid dafka to eat yoshen are not makbid on hilchos toloyim. Because in the Haim, they didn't have refrigeration, they didn't have freezers like we have here in America.
Or pesticides.
Exactly. And as a result, if you just waited a little bit of time, the flour got all wormy. Right. And therefore, it can happen even here in America too. Every once in a while, if you let flour stand for a long time, you can get developed worms, you have to go in and check it and sift it and all the rest. So in the Haim, they didn't have what we have today. It could be Rabban Soloveitchik, Zuchan Levracha, agreed that back in the Haim, people weren't makbid. But since here in America, you do have the benefit of refrigeration and freezing, then you don't have the problem.
Who was it? Some sofer said that...
Chodesh Asher
Mitzvah. Chodesh is Asher Mitzvah.
Right, exactly. That
was a pun.
Yeah, it was a pun.
Was that some sofer?
Yeah, but it's a pun. It's a pun.
No, but it's true.
He knows. Good, anyway, Shema Mina. Back to our Gemara. Mechtei Rabbi Shmuel. So we've, at this point, we have now answered our question. Rabbi Leizer comes with Chumrah, and he's adding on the third one, Orla Kalayim, and Chumash. Now we're going to go a little bit into the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and we're going to develop that in a little bit more detail. Mechtei Rabbi Shmuel, Ahechekoi. Rabbi Shmuel, when he comes and says in his beginning of the Braisa, that it says, Moish Vaisechem by Nesachim, Rabbi Shmuel is referring to the parish of Nesachim. Nesachim, as we said before, is referring to if a person were to bring a korban on a bomas yochid, says Rabbi Shmuel, he does not bring Nesachim. The reason for that explains Rashi. There's a fairly lengthy Rashi over here. But Rashi says because the pasuk that we quoted before, Kisavoyu al eretz moish voiseichem, then the pasuk continues, Asher ani noisein lochem, that I give to you, plural. He learns Asher ani noisein lochem means a boma gedoyla, a bomas tzibur, and not a bomas yocht. Only an bomas tzibur, when after Savoyu al eretz moish voiseichem, Asher ani noisein lochem, that I give you jointly, all of you together, and now you have a bomas tzibur. There, the pasuk tells you, "Vasisim isha l'Hashem." If you bring a carbon, then you have to go and add the nisachim. However, if it's a boma, which is not for Klal Yisrael, it's just my private boma in the front lawn or in my backyard, which of course was mutter during the heter abomais period. Oh, then you don't have to put on nisachim because it's not asher ani noisin l'chem. That's asher noisin l'cha. Each one has their own individual bomas yachid. No din nisach. That's how Rabbi Shmuel learns that. Freik Tigmar. That being the case, b'nisachim, by the mitzvah of nisachim, it says bia moishiv ksiv behu. It doesn't just say the word moish v'seichem. There it says ki savoyu el eretz moish v'seichem. And therefore, Freik Tigmar, why when Rabbi Shmuel was learning this limud, not only by Nesachim, Lamercha, Shekol Mokim, Shenemer, by Moishev, Ein Leach, Yerushim Yeshiva, Lechoyre, he should have included Kol Mokim, Shenemer, Bia U Moishev, Einoi Ele Achar, Yerushim Yeshiva. Because these two words apply. You have Kisavoyol, Eretz Moishvoy Seichem, Bia together with Moishev. Says Yimara, you're right, Ochikoma, no problem. We're going to do a slight emendation of the Braisa. L'lamit Shekol Mokim, Shenemer, Bia U'moishev, eina eli achi yerusha v'yeshiva. Even though it sounds like Bia Eretz Yisrael, Moishev kol havelt, kol moishev yisechem, the two together tells us when does the mitzvah apply in Eretz Yisrael, kisavoyu, in Eretz Yisrael, kisavoyu l'aretz, Eretz Moishev yisechem, after Yerusha v'yeshiva, div Rabbi Shmuel. Zok Timora, if that's in fact the way we should amend the braisa, ihochi omole Rabbi Kiva, hari Shabbos shenemar bo Moishev vois. We already quoted that on the Amud Aleph. Shabbos, it says, two psukim, Rashi brings one pasuk, Lisavaro eish b'chol moish v'seichem, yom Shabbos. Toises brings another pasuk, Shabbos yil Hashem b'chol moish v'seichem. So it says, Shabbos is moish v'seichem. And everybody agrees, moish v'seichem, in that connection, means everywhere. And what did Rabbi Shmuel answer to that? Mitzakal v'chayman. Freiti mori hochi yom le rikiv, ar Shabbos yom b'bay my Shabbos, yom le, and Rabbi Shmuel said, Shabbos kal v'chayman hi, madach mitzvah kala, is universal, then certainly mitzvah Shabbos, which is a mitzvah chamura, is universal. Name alay, why doesn't he answer him very simply? Ano bia umoyshev kamina, based on the way we amended the braisa, that it's not lelamedcha shekol mokim shenemar moyshev, ene elach yirushev yishiva, it's kol mokim shenemar bia umoyshev. Now, by Shabbos, it says moyshev yiseichem, it doesn't say kisavoyor ala aret. It just says, Shabbos yil Hashem b'chol moish v'yiseichem. L'yisavaru eish b'chol moish v'yiseichem. It doesn't use the word bia. So the choyra, what Rabbi Shmuel should answer to Rabbi Kiva is, Rabbi Kiva, you weren't listening to every word that I said. You should have heard me say, ano bia u'moishev kamina, not just moish v'yiseichem. If you'd have listened carefully, you wouldn't have asked a question. Everything marachad v'aykam alei. No. Really, Rabbi Shmuel gave him two answers. One answer which is quoted, which we have, and the other answer which Gemara is going to insert. I specifically said, and that doesn't apply to Shabbos. Shabbos just said Moshe Seichem. The Oid, the Ka'amris, Hari Shabbos, and Nimim by Moshe Avois. I have another Teretz. Shabbos Kavachomehi, like the Gemara said, Mitzvah Kala to Mitzvah Chamura.
What's the example of Mitzvah Kala and Mitzvah Kavachomer?
The Gemara doesn't give any examples, it's just assuming any Mitzvah. For instance, it doesn't have an oinish of Misa.
Okay, Karis.
Or Karis.
Mm-hmm. Any type of a small lav.
Yes. Yeah. Well, as you know, the Mishnah says in Ovois that you should be Zohar the Mitzvah.
But you don't know the Schar of a Mitzvah.
Exactly. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't tell us, because if he told us, say Chazal, what would everybody do? Everybody would run to do only the Mitzvah Chamuras, and they would ignore the Mitzvah Kalas. So therefore, it doesn't tell us. So, but we can conjure up in our minds, we know how Shabbos is so essential to the Jewish people. When you want to know if the person's from, you say, is he a Shomer Shabbos? Nobody asks, is he a Shomer of eating only kosher and not chazer? Is he a Shomer, does he put on tefillin every day? So Shomer Shabbos has always been kind of the
one of the Salvechik says, are you Zahir and Chadash? I mean,
by the way, I just remember why Rebaran said that people didn't do it. He said, because in those days, they weren't able to get the grain out the fresh new grain to the market in time, so it was almost always yashan.
Uh-huh.
But today, with the processing, they get out the new grain very quickly. They harvest it in August, September. Already it's out in the market before Pesach. He said, mm-hmm. It used to be until they harvested, until they processed, and they went. Uh-huh. It was after that, it was historical.
Uh-huh. Okay, beautiful. Also has to do with the fact that there is both winter grain and summer grain. In other words, there are two crops here in America. Maybe at that time they only had one crop. They only did one crop per year, but here we do two crops per year. Anyway, back to the Gemara. It's about Mike Mifligi. So now, getting back to... So we've explained now the text of the Braisa, and Bia Umoyshev, and we had a Machloek, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and a Kashev Shabbos, and we answered it. But Mike Mifligi. Now, again, we're further developing what's the Machloek between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. If in the times of the Midbar they already brought Nesachim at that time. Now, Rashi points out, we know that by a Korban Tzibur they did, because Rashi quotes from a pasuk at the end of Shemois, V'zeshe asher tasa ala mizbeach, and you have to bring a Korban Tomid, Tomid Shoshach, Tomid Shobin HaBoyim, and together with those Tmidim you have to have Nesachim. So that wasn't the Shaila Gabi Karban Tzibur in the times of the Midbar. That everybody agrees with Nesachim. The Machloki says, what about Yechidim that brought Karbonis in the Mishkan? Did they add Nesachim to it or not? So that's a machleik between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. You want to take a quick look at the Rashi to the left. Rabbi Shmuel, about 6-7 lines higher than our Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel, Sobel Akiva, Nutzachim Amid. But we have a Gabdachsim Miluim, even though in the Parsha of Miluim, in other words, describing how we're going to do the Kabbonis at the last Shivas Mei Miluim, and then on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, when the Mishkan was officially opened for Avoida, even though it said Bemiluim V'Dasha Tassel Mizbeyach, and it's referring to the Oilas Tamid. Ukzi Bein Nesachim, that's Oilas Tamid Bekarmen Tziburu. Who the Havah? That's Nesachim Bekarmen Tziburu. That's no Shaila. That, of course, was written in the Midbar. Avali Yechidim, when it's Chayv Ben Nesachim, and when Mibia Sa'oritz Ve'eilach Le'achir Rishav Yeshiva. A Yochid only had a Chiyav after they came into Eretz Yisrael, and after the 14 years, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, only on a Bomas Tzibor, or in a Mishkan, or Beis HaMikdash environment, but not on a Bomas Yochid. Not on a Bomas Yochid. And that's why the Torah there, in the parasha that we said on the Amud Aleph, which Rashi quoted, Ki Savoyu Eretz Moish Veisechem, Asher Nino Yisein Lochem, that's the Bomas Tzibor, then you have to go Basis Ish Lashem, you have to go and bring the Nesachim. Ah, so Rabbi Shmuel says that there were no Nesachim on a Nesachim Yochid basis. In this case, Tzibur, yes. But a Karbi Yochid did not bring any Nesachim, period. So when did the Yochid start bringing it? Only after 14 years in Eretz Yisrael, on a Bama Tzibur. Next Rashi. Rabbi Kiva Sova Kirvu Nesachim, Li Yochid Bamidbar. Even the Yechidim brought Nesachim in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. Mishakarvul Rabbim. Since it was brought in the Rabbim in the Mishkan, the large Mishkan, that wasn't the Bamas Yochid, it was a Karvul Rabbim. Hilkach al Korchach, il hatinen Nesachim, le Bamagdoila, if the Pasuk that Rashi quoted, Boyikaviachem al Oretz, and then you're going to go and start Eretz Moshe Veseichem, you're going to bring the Sachem, if it's Uma Bamagdoila, lead Sakra, then I don't need. Why? Because the Mishkan has the same din like a Bamagdol, it's the Tzibur. Shekvar Te'una Vo'imenes. It really says in the Torah, in the Parsha Miluim and elsewhere, that it's din of Nesach. Obi Amurakan Lihuskra Elam Nei Bamas Yochid Shehutra Bibi Osan LeGilgal called Yudalit Shana. The whole 14 years when they were in Gilgal, they were allowed to have a Bamas Yochid. Uba Akosav Lat Inam Nesachim. And on the Bomas Yochid, that the Yochid is bringing in his backyard, he's bringing a carbon, you have to have Nesach. Ah, so that's the machleik between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, when they had the Bomas Yochid, they did not bring Nesachim. According to Rabbi Kiva, when they had the Bomas Yochid, they did bring Nesachim. Ah, so getting back to our Gemara now, the Maikam Efligi, whether historically, back in the Midbar, did a Yochid bring Nesachim on the Bamas Tzibur, meaning in the Mishkan, because Bamas Yochid were prohibited then, since it was the public Bama, meaning the Mishkan. Ah, so the Kiv Nesachim Amidbar Kamifli, Rabbi Shmuel Sava Loikiv Nesachim Amidbar, that the Yechidim did not bring Nesachim Amidbar. The first time that the Yechidim had a mitzvah to bring it was after the 14 years after Yerushalayim Yeshiva. And where did they have that mitzvah? In the Bamas Tzibur, in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. But not Bamas Yochid. Bamas Yochid, they always were potter and always remained potter for Nesachim. But Kiva Nesachim, but they did bring Nesachim, the Nesachim of the Yochid in the Mishkan. So what was new then? What's going to be different then is that you will bring the Sochem even on a Bamas Yochid. So we have a machlekes. Rabbi, Haytana the Rabbi Shmuel Mapik Me'idach Tan Rabbi Shmuel. We started off with the Rabbi Shmuel on the Amud Aleph, and that Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with another Rabbi Shmuel. Now we don't mean Rabbi Shmuel himself. The Beit Rabbi Shmuel means the Besmedish of Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore we're talking about Talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel. Some Talmidim quoted him for X, and some quoted him for why. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, who's this second Tana Rabbi Shmuel? Hoyil v'nemra ne'emru biyois batoyres tam, upart lecha akosa bi'echa mihem la'ach Yerusha v'yeshiva, af kolia'acha Yerusha v'yeshiva. What does this mean? The first Rabbi Shmuel that we quoted in Emet Aleph, and that we amended here at the top of the Yomid, you recall in the top two lines, these two key words. It says Bia and Moshe. Just like the pasuk that we had in the Amud Aleph. By the case of the Nesachim. kisavoyu bia el eretz moishe voisechem, lashon of Moshe. I take the two together, says Rabbi Shmuel. Wherever it says bia Moshe, it's la'ach yush, it's an eretz Yisrael, la'ach yirushim yeshiva. Very good. Jacques Dimor, the second way Rabbi Shmuel, doesn't even make mention of the word Moshe. He only talks about the word bia. Whenever it says in the Torah, voikisavoyu al eretz, kitovi al eretz, all of those words using the terms bia ela aretz, wherever it says bia, the Torah stop. And I don't know, when does a mitzvah begin? Does a mitzvah begin immediately? Does a mitzvah begin later on? But in one place the Torah specifies. Now our Gemara doesn't tell us which that case is, at least it doesn't tell us yet. However, Rashi fills in the blank. He says we're talking about the mitzvah of being mamlich a melech, where it says in Parsha Shoiftim, kisovei elo aretz, virishta v'yashavta ba, v'yomar te'osim olai melech l'chol ha'goyim, that they have a melech, we want a melech. When does that minui ha'melech and all the halachas apply? After kisovei, v'yarashta, v'yirishta, v'yashavta ba, after Yerusha v'yishiva, after the 14 years. It doesn't say a word about Moshe, but it says kisavai bia. Zok yetz this ton of Rabbi Shmuel, wherever you find throughout the Torah the word bia stam, in other words, vay kisavai, kiviacha, etc. It doesn't identify anything more than that. It doesn't start immediately when you come into Eretz Yisrael. It only starts 14 years later. How do I know? I learned it from Melech. Just like by Melech it says v'rishta v'shavta ba, it's a mamatzino from Melech. So throughout Kolatir to Kula, it's a bia after the 14 years. Okay. Freit Timara, not Freit Timara, the Idach. The Idach means our first Tanur Bishmol that we had on the Omid Aleph and top of the Omid Beis. He says it has to be bia Moshev. The Idach Mishum de Hava Melech ubi Kurim Shnei Ksum Abom Ke'echev, Choshnei Ksum Abom Ke'echev, Eim Nalandim. He says, I'm sorry, I disagree. You cannot learn from Melech the Kolatir to Kula. Why not? Because there are, in fact, two mitzvahs that have the word bia and have afterwards Yerusha the Yeshiva. Which are the two mitzvahs? Melech that we just spoke about, but also Bikurim. And then the next Rashi quotes, Bahayuki Savil Aretz, beginning of Parsha's Kiseitze, I believe. Bahayuki Savil Aretz, and then it says in that Parsha about Yerusha the Yeshiva. So I have two times it says in the Torah the word bia, followed by Yerusha the Yeshiva, and therefore, Koshneksu Bon Kechet Emelamdim. So I cannot learn from Melech, or for that matter from Bikurim. Because two psukim say only over here and nowhere else. That's what the Tanakhama says. That's the earlier Tana of Rabbi Shmuel from the Amud Aleph. Right? What about our new Tana of Rabbi Shmuel that says where it says biyos batoyres stam, and it means la'ach yirusha v'yishiva? He has a good point. You're right. It says by Melech, but it says by Bikurim. Shneksum liyachin ein malamdin. So tomorrow it's Rishi. When do you say in malamdin? When they both seem to be redundant of one another. Here it's not redundant. I need the pasuk to tell you both by Melech and by Bikurim. Because Rachman and Melech alone, for the cause of Bikurim, if it wouldn't say by Bikurim, this inyan of Bia followed with Yerusha the Yeshiva, have a min Bikurim de komesani li alter. I would say, no, if it doesn't say Yerusha the Yeshiva, Bikurim would be immediately. Because as soon as you come into Eretz Yisrael and you start planting your new fruits and stuff, so, the first year, as soon as you get Bikurim, take it up and bring it to Yerushalayim, or wherever it would be, Shiloh, or Gilgal, wherever you would be appropriate. But the point is, you have to go and bring the Bikurim at that time. So I would say, if it wouldn't say a pasuk by Bikurim, after Yerusha B'Yishiva, I would say, instantaneously, you walk into Eretz Yisrael, you go and plant, you got to bring Bikurim. Because of Bikurim, if it's a Bikurim alone, but because of Melech, have a min a melech the darker lichboish the altar. Why do people want a king? They want a king because if we have to chas v'sholom go into malchama, into war with our enemies, we want a strong leader. We want a king that knows how to go and fight the battle and to go and lead us in war and battle cry and all the rest. So then you need that altar. As soon as they come into Eretz Yisrael, they were faced with shiva amamim. They need a strong leader. Then maybe the din of Melech applies immediately. and Yeshua would be just a caretaker government until a melech would be appointed. So I might have thought, that's why the Torah has to tell you, no, the din of melech does not apply immediately, only after 14 years. So therefore, both by Bikurim and melech, I need the Torah has to tell us after 14 years. So I cannot learn from either pasuk, we call it Torah kula. Either nechzer rachmon and melech v'lei boi Bikurim. It could have said melech, and it didn't need to say Bikurim. Why? Because I have a coach game. Or not kavachoymer. Vanu amina madach melech to lichboish liach yerushav yeshiva melech that everybody knows logically. It would make sense to appoint a melech as quickly as possible. Why? So he should be koyvish Eretz Yisrael and fight the wars and fight the enemies and vanquish and conquer. Nevertheless, the Torah says v'yirishtim yishavtabo. Wait for a melech until after 14 years. Bikurim, where you don't have that sense of shnell, we got to do it immediately. Well, like Koshkin to Chabad, you can wait until after Yerusha v'yeshiva. V'idach, what does the other man the Yomah say? Because of Hochi, if it would don't say that, if it wouldn't say Yerusha v'yeshiva, have a minna mida dehabe achala, I would say Bikurim has the same din as chala. Now, what do you mean that it's the same din as chala? Because by chala is a very interesting loshen. Everywhere else it says in the pasuk v'yir kisavay alart, kisavoyu alart, v'yir kiyaviyacha alart. When it comes to chal, it says v'hoye bevoyachem el aretz, and the Gemara learns from this bevoyachem. It's really a sifri. Mishuna biyazumi kol biyoy sheba toyres shenema behen ki aviyacha ki savoy ki savoy u. Here it says bevoyachem. It means to say tak as soon as you enter into Eretz Yisrael, so you put your foot on the land of Eretz Yisrael. Boom! Immediately the mitzvah of chal applies. Of course, the tefillah that you're going to go and grow. Whether we're talking about pre-existing tefillah that you harvest, we're going to talk about that Amir Tashem tomorrow. But in the meantime, challah is immediate. So I would have thought, no, if challah is immediate, bikurim should also be immediate. What is it between challah and bikurim? Challah applies to tefillah, bikurim applies to fruits, but they're both, after all, the bikurim is also shiva saminim, which includes chitus oira, gefen tein, you might say chitus oira, that's also tefillah. So if tefillah, challah is immediate, maybe bikurim is also immediate. Kamashal, and that's why the trade has to go, no. Chal is immediate. Bikurim is only after 14 years. Yeah.
Moshe had the din of a melech. Mm-hmm. He appointed Yeshua to replace him. Yeshua had the din of a melech.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jews did not appoint a melech mm-hmm. until many years later after the period of Shoftim when they asked.
Correct.
So why are we saying that melech is 14 years after the years of Kibbush V'chiluk? We had Kibbush V'chiluk. We had Yeshua. And then the Chiluk of Yeshua, and then we had the Shoftim, and they led the Jews in wars. What's the suddenly Melech is a 14-year, and then you convene to appoint a Melech? It didn't happen that way, and it didn't need to happen that way.
It needed to wait until after 14 years. While Yeshua was a wonderful leader of Klal Yisrael, nobody's taking that away from him, and he was appointed by Moshe Rabbeinu with a Kadosh Baruch Hu's blessing, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, put your hands on him and go and give him the Kedusha and the wisdom and the Chochmah and the Bracha. All of that is true. Is there a din that he could only marry up to 18 women? Did he have to go and write a second Sefer Torah? Did he have all the dinim of that he couldn't have too many
horses?
Exactly.
Okay.
All the halachas that applied to a melech did not apply to Yeshua.
Okay.
He had a leadership role, but he was not called a melech. Nor was Moshe Rabbeinu called a melech. Even though it says melech. The quote that you're saying about Moshe Rabbeinu was like a melech, he was like a melech, but not that he had the dinim and the status of a melech.
And yet we see that the Jews didn't appoint a melech after 14 years, it was centuries basically.
It's true, but the initial time doesn't say that you have to do it after 14 years, it means that you cannot do it before the 14 years.
Moratorium until 14 years.
Moratorium until 14 years, okay. Suspended.
So what, Moshe and Yeshua were more like Anasi?
Like Anasi, yeah, they were leaders. You have the oath of the Shoftim.
Yeah, but they weren't kings, per se.
You had Shoftim, you had Shmuel. Yeah. All of these were leaders, very good leaders and strong leaders, but they weren't a melech. Anyway, getting back to Agmar. Now that we have clarified the Bia and the Moishev and the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Lezer and our Mishnah, the machloikis between the two Rabbi Shmuels, now we're going to get down to a whole bunch of examples in the Torah where we want to know why does it say the word Moshe, the word Bia, etc. Behashad the Amos. Now that we have concluded this discussion, And chuyv is a guf nehegd bein b'arutz bein b'chutzlaretz bein b'chutzlaretz. Moshe goes rechman to gabi Shabbos lomli. Why taka does it say b'chol Moshe seichem by Shabbos? It's not necessary. Because after all, we know it applies. It's a mitzvah zaguf. It's not a mitzvah in agriculture. Shabbos, you know, you're not do agricultural-based dinim for sure. Chodesh and koitre, avada. But you're not going to do lots of other things on Shabbos which have nothing to do with the ground. So it's a mitzvah chodesh zaguf. And it applies everywhere. And that being the case, what do we need b'chol Moshe seichem? The beginning of Parshas Emor, when it goes and lists, not beginning, the middle of Parshas Emor will list the Meyada, Eilu Meyada Hashem Mikrei, Koyish, Tikro, Yisrael, Meyada, then it says, Sheish, Yish, Yomim, Tassim, Allah, Kavi, Yom, Mashmi. Of course, the whole world is up in arms, so you start saying, Eilu Meyada Hashem, these are the Meyada, when you start talking about Shabbos, Rashi already comments on it in the Chumash and other Mepharshim as well. But since Shabbos is in the middle of the Meyadim, so I would think Tiboy Kiddush, Ki Meyadis, just like the Meyadis need Kiddush. Now Kiddush over here doesn't mean to make Kiddush. Kiddush Bezdin, exactly. That every time, how do we have a Moyed? It's only because Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. How? The Bezdin every single Chodesh, after two Eidim come and they say they saw the new Levana, we ask them all the questions. Okay, Mekudosh HaChodesh. Now that Mekudosh HaChodesh on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day it was, then Yontif, you'll know, will be 2 weeks later whenever Yontif occurs. So that's the Kiddush that we do with Gabi Moed. So I would think that maybe Shabbos also requires a Kiddush, even though, of course, we know when Shabbos is going to be, there's no suffix, but maybe there's a mitzvah that Bezin, for instance, every Sunday morning should convene and say, Rabbi Isai, in 6 days from now, there's going to be Shabbos Kiddush, and they all say, yeah, the Kiddush HaShabbos, maybe there would be such a requirement. Kamash Mulan, that's why it has to go and say, the word Moish Vaisechem. How does it help when it says Moish Vaisechem? Explains Rashi, because where would they say that Kiddush HaChodesh? They would say it, says Rashi, called Risha Sha'atel Doirish, Yiu B'Shchenoyer, B'Shechme Shal Mokhan, where the Kiddush Baruch Hu, the Shchena resides. Meaning, at the time that there was a base of Mikdash, and you had the Sanhedrin, and you had the Bezen HaGadol, situated in Lishkas HaGadol. Oh, that's the place that you have to make the Kiddush. What about outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside Yerushalayim, etc.? Well, in case there was a Mishkan somewhere else, like in Shiloh, fine, that's also good. But when you're talking about elsewhere outside of Eretz Yisrael, that's really B'chol Moshe V'Seichem, that's really beyond. So I might have thought that the whole din of Shabbos only applies. In those places where they can go and say Kiddush, and they can only say Kiddush in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe you wouldn't have the din of Shabbos B'chol Mokhaim, Kamash B'chol Moish V'Seichem, that Shabbos applies throughout the world, everywhere. That's the end of that. Next, Moish V'Kosar Rachman Agabi Chelev Adam Lomali. Where do you have that? If you look at the Rashi, 5 lines before the Ivanim, Chukasam V'Seichem, B'chol Moish V'Seichem, Kol Dom, Chol Chelev, Chol Dom, Lo Yisechel. Why does it say B'chol Moish V'Seichem? Of course, you can't say Chachoy V'Saguf. And so I'll tell you why. So Timura, it's so good that I'm in a hoil ubin yana de kabonis ksivi, that in the union of kabonis. When you will bring kabonis, you put the chelev and dam on the mizbeach. Now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, at least for the time being, what's the din? Then Torah says, don't eat chelev and dam. So I might have thought, this man de ikka karvin nitzer chelev and dam. Only at the time when they're kabonis, where the Kodesh Baruch Hu say, don't eat it, put it on the mizbeach. But mizmat like a carbon line, but maybe at the time there's no kabbalas, you're allowed to eat chelev adam. Kamashwan, chol moish v'seichem, at all times, wherever you live, this is a din that applies. Moish v'kos rachman agami matzah, lomali. It says matzah umar, but the word mara should come out. What does it say in the side? Yet mirash v'toiz nira deli garsina. On the side, in oisei, you take out mara, you'll see in a moment why. The gabi matzah lomali, why did it say moish with a gabi matzah? Where does it say gabi matzah? Says Rashi, chol moish v'seichem toichel matzahs. Doesn't say b'chol moish v'seichem toichel matzahs amorer. It says b'chol moish v'seichem toichel matzahs. Ah, so what do you need the moish of the God? It's choyves aguf. It's not a choyves akarka. So of course it's noig everywhere. Lomali, it's so clear. My holik siv amatzah merim yichlu. B'zman yikam betzach in. B'zman yikam lechem loy. Maybe the whole din of eating, even today, matzahs, is only when there's a Karm Pesach. If there's no Karm Pesach, maybe there's matzahs. Kamash v'lam b'chol moish v'seichem. Even if there's no Beis HaMikdash chas v'sholem, you have to continue eating matzahs. The din of eating morer bismanazeh, according to most of the Rishonim of Paskim, is the Rabbanan not Yeraisa, because I don't have this pasuk of the Chomosh Tekhlu Matzis Umar, just Tekhlu Matzis. That's why the Chorin they take out the word Mar. Right, the beer, because of Chomosh Tekhlu Matzis Umar, Petra Mar Lo Amali. The pharmacist asked already this question earlier. Why did it say, Voikiviacha, Legabe Tfilin Petra Mar, in the parish of Kaddish Li Kobachar, that one says in the morning? Haumi Boyo Le Likris, Le Likitan of Rabbi Shmuel. Oh, again, Ted Rabbi Shmuel. A say mitzvah zu. You know why it says with Evo Kiviacha to go and tell you, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, do these mitzvahs of Tfilin and Petra Hamar, Shebishvila, in their schus, in their schar that you get is, Tikonis Lord, to be able to go dead. Why dafka these two? I don't know. But bottom line is, if you do these mitzvahs of Kiviacha, that's a special segula, a special schus, that you go into Eretz Yisrael. We'll stop over here, but Bishloima, continue Mitzvah tomorrow.
So, yeah, I guess this shoe is on here, and I'll send up both.